Olds. More than 300 people attended the recent fully online Connect First Credit Union annual general meeting, with discussions including the pending merger with Service Credit Union, say officials. At the annual general meeting, we talked about the past year's journey, sharing our wins and acknowledging the challenges we faced, Beth Kerr, manager of brand and communication, told the Alberton. A key highlight was our governance update, where as part of our efforts to ensure governance stability and continuity, we officially acclaimed our four incumbent director candidates for a one-year term, or until the amalgamation with Service Credit Union, whichever comes first. Returning directors are Ann Johnson, Cindy Skrukwa, Kareem Tiha, and Michelle Contine. There are Connect First Credit Union branches in Olds, Didsbury, Carstairs, Cremona and Sundree, with a total of more than 40 branches in central and southern Alberta. Edmonton-based Service Credit Union has 102 branches, including in Innisfail. 85% of Connect First Credit Union members who voted at a special general meeting in Calgary on November 9, 2023 have approved a proposed merger with Service Credit Union. The vote came following a September 19 vote by service members approving the merger. In that vote, 84% of members who voted approved the merger. Service and Connect First are continuing to operate independently pending the completion of the regulatory process, including approval by the Competition Bureau of Canada. We don't have a timeline on that at the moment, so it is still in progress and we are working with them on anything they need. We do not yet have their decision, said Kerr. We are still completely operating as separate entities. It is certainly our hope that the merger will happen soon, but we are working on their timeline. If approved, the new entity would have more than $30 billion in assets and would serve approximately 500,000 residents in 80 Alberta communities. During a recent Connect First annual general meeting, members were presented with financial reports for 2023. In a member financial package presented and accepted during the meeting, Connect First officials said the past year was a time of challenges, including the impact of Bank of Canada interest rate increases. In the face of increasing interest rates and higher inflation, Connect First experienced a decline in profitability compared to the previous year, officials said. In a year marked by a challenging financial landscape, our results were notably affected by decreased lending activity and compressed interest margin, the difference between interest earned on loans and paid on deposits. The broader economic volatility and risk also necessitated increased allocation for loan losses. Despite these challenges, Connect First's strategic expense management and focus on non-interest revenue streams enabled the credit union to achieve a modest profit during the year. While overall asset growth and profitability were modest, we are proud to maintain our strong tradition of sharing dividends with our members while continuing to invest in our people, products and technology. In 2023, total assets of the credit union increased $65.9 million or 0.9%, while total loans increased $68.80, a 1.1% increase over the previous year. The loan composition in 2023 was 44.1% residential, 37.2% commercial, 11.2% consumer, and 7.5% agricultural. The complete 2023 financial report can be found on the Connect First website.